What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? I have an incredible announcement to give to you guys. I am announcing my Red Rocket Tour 2020. Red Rocket Tour, baby. Check it out. There's the art right there. How cool is that? I'm so excited, man. We're going to be jumping around the country, meeting a lot of people. I'm going to meet the fans. I want you to sit and watch me do my new hour of stand-up comedy. Here's the cities that we're going to: Edmonton, Denver, Minneapolis, Madison, Bakersfield, Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Portland, Seattle, Miami, West Palm Beach, and Phoenix. That is the Red Rocket Tour in 2020. All the dates are going to be right there. Go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. All the tickets are available. Also, as you know, some of you who pay attention to the show, who listen, November, I got a bunch of dates here in November. I'm going to San Francisco. I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm going to Nashville and Huntsville, along with Brea and Pasadena are still here. Those tickets are still available, AndrewSantino.com. And the 2020 Red Rocket Tour is up live on sale right now. Go grab them if you're in any of these cities. Please come check me out, baby. Enjoy the episode. This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you in part by Manscaped. Manscaped is phenomenal. I've bragged about them before on this. That's what I use to clean up the old Red Rocket basement. When I'm rummaging around looking for parts down there in the basement, I do myself a favor and clean it up with Manscaped, dude. I got to get out my trimmer. Got to get out my buzzers and clean up, dude. Manscaped is great. A myriad of tools that you can use on your tool. It is so, so nice to have something that's safe and clean and effective. And it's made for cleaning up your undercarriage, because a lot of these, trimmers that you get from the store, especially the cheap ones, dude, you're nicking your nuts. And we've talked about that. Nicking your nuts is the worst. You're bleeding out in the shower. Nobody wants to die in their shower on a Monday before work. Do yourself a favor and go get some Manscaped products, because they are incredible, man. They really are. And right now, Manscaped is partnering up with the Testicular Cancer Society to raise awareness for the most common form of cancer in men 15 to 35 is testicular cancer. 1 hour every single day, someone is diagnosed with testicular cancer, and that's legit and terrible, man. So please do yourself a favor when you're down there cleaning up your sack. Go ahead and give them a little little tug and check for some lumps. Roll it around in your hands. It's kind of fun, you know? And please do yourself a favor and make sure that all is well, nice and smooth on the family jewels. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code WHISKEY to get 20% off and free shipping with that code. That's manscaped.com, 20% off with the code WHISKEY and free shipping. You will not regret it.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it. Once again today, it's Anastacia Ashley. Hey!
Hey!
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Okay, we're drinking some delicious Buffalo Trace in our cups today. We've already had one. Well, I've had one, and I poured a little bit more, so we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes.
I'm excited. I mean, I could have three more. So
you can have as many as you want. It's right there. You can either have what's in here, that's Eagle Rare, or the Buffalo Trace Regular. You can have anything you want, anything your heart desires. You came into my house today,
yes,
with a surfboard and,
yes,
some luggage, because you were in Malibu, right, surfing. Yes. For people that don't know, she is a world-renowned. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know what the technical terms. You're a world-renowned surfer. Can I say that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
World-renowned surfer, model. Can you say model? Personality?
Yeah.
What are the appropriate tags?
So people always ask me this, like, what exactly do you do?
Well,
now?
I know what you do, but what's the right tag? Like, what's the right label?
I'm like, whatever you want to call me. I'm, yeah, like, I like to just have fun. So, like, if you want to say I'm a surfer, model, internet person, I get that a, mm-hmm, lot. Like, because people will say, oh, you're an influencer. I kind of hate that word. So I'm like,
is it a dirty word?
I feel like it's not dirty, but I had such a career before the internet. So, yeah, that's where I'm like, I'm not really just an internet person.
But the internet catapulted your surfing career, correct?
Yes, 100%.
So it's kind of funny to think, like, you were somebody who had a career prior, but the internet kind of juiced you. It,
yeah,
gave you the boost in surfing.
Well, what's great that the internet did for me, at least, is that, you know, unfortunately, surfing isn't the biggest sport, but it made it, it reaches on the internet. You can reach a lot of people. So people who wouldn't watch surfing on TV, because it's not really on TV, can now watch it on the internet.
Surfing would be on TV when all the sports are taking a break, right? Then when, then they would throw on like that World Surfing Champion.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they do.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let's see how familiar I am. Kelly Slater.
Yes.
Andy Irons.
Yes.
And then you.
I mean,
that's all.
That's all I know. That's all you need to
know. Is that a good class of people that I'm supposed to know?
Yes. Like, comparing me to Kelly Slater, Andy, I'm perfect.
Okay, cool. I'm not. I'm so ignorant to surfing, and I'm so garbage at it. I was going to ask you when we met. So Anastasia and I met
2015.
Yeah, I was going to say 16. Yeah, it was probably three or four years ago. And I was doing this thing, and I was doing this character show, this character sports show. And I wanted you to teach me how to surf, but then I thought, I'm going to look like such an asshole because you're good at surfing, and I'm going to look worse than I already look because I can't surf. Like, I snowboard. I love snowboarding. I grew up skateboarding. Surfing is fucking impossible to me. I don't know why. It doesn't click. Something is missing because they're not transferable. It's not like... I feel like people that skateboarded could learn how to surf. I mean, I'm sorry, learn how to snowboard, but I don't think it's the same. Don't feel like it's not. There is no transfer there.
So do you think that one day we can get you out there?
No, no chance. No way. I'll wave to you from the side. I'll be drinking on the beach.
I kind of like that.
I go, you're ripping, dude. That's it. I'll be sitting there. You're fucking. No one does this, right? Nobody does this?
No, they do.
They do?
They do this, and then they do, for people listening, the head nod.
Like what's up?
Sup?
What's up?
Sup.
Is there really still? So you were in Malibu surfing today. Is there really still fights in the water? Do people still fight?
Oh,
in the water?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's a big deal, huh?
People try to fight me.
Shut
grown
up.
Grown men.
Really?
Yes.
Like they talk shit? For the audience at home, people don't know. Catching waves, catching a wave, bruh. It's a big fucking deal. And when you get in someone's way or someone's line, right? It's a fight.
Oh yeah,
it's a big fight.
You got to look at it this way. There's only a certain amount of waves. In
that's
a surf
right,
session.
That's right, dude. There's only so many fucking waves, dude.
So some people, you know, who are the morning warriors, they're out there or weekend warriors. They get 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
This might be their one good wave of the day.
What time do they go out?
I mean, people go, and I say people, I do this as well, like 5, 6 a.m., dawn patrol. It's like...
You're up at 4:30, 4 o'clock.
To get down there, to get your wave before work.
Fuck. Really?
So, yeah. So you can imagine if you get in someone's wave, it doesn't matter if you're a child, a woman, another guy. It's like some people see red.
It's a fight to the death.
Yes.
But it's so... This is like anything else. This is why I'm so interested in the world, because like it's like anything else where there's egos, there's power, there's levels. So, like, the better surfers obviously get the priority, right? And people know who the better surfers are. They know in their circles. There's always cliques and crews.
There's localism.
Yeah. See, it's a microcosm for everything in the world. It's like how high school was filled with all the same kind of fucking shit, where like these people versus these people. It's the same way in the real world of business, where you click up with people and people have power and there's ego. And you get to choose like who gets to get that wave and why. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just get to throw yourself in the mix of all of it.
Yeah, and I think it really comes down to like intimidation and like confidence. You know, it's like...
Well, you seem like you would fight. Like a fighter. You would fuck shit up.
I would.
You would throw them
so
hands.
I learned when people, especially men, who have tried to fight me or say something negative to me, that the best thing you do is say something back.
You talk shit back?
Yes.
Like, give me, like, what do they say? Well, give me the example. What would they say to you?
I got to say the worst thing I've heard, and I've heard this multiple times.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be at home cooking?
So whack. What a whack diss.
Yeah.
Should you be in the kitchen?
Yeah.
And what's your common comeback? What's your response?
I say...
You can say anything on this podcast.
No, I know, but I would say something I've said, like, I'll be like, no, sweetie, that's for you.
Oh, you like, bitch.
Yeah, like
bitch.
I make them my bitch.
You make them. And then how many of these guys that talk shit are you better at surfing than?
I'd say probably 95%. Like,
I'd say
the guys that are actually good.
Yeah.
Don't talk shit.
Yeah, because they know better, right?
Because they know. Yeah. I think it's like the guys that, you know, maybe they're jealous that I could maybe get more waves because I'm a girl. It can, you know, obviously I've gotten waves also because I'm a girl, but...
Why? Because people, like, let you have them?
Yeah, or maybe they're flirting with me or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But you flirt back, don't you?
No.
Don't lie.
I don't.
You don't ever flirt
when
back
I'm
at all?
When I'm in the water, I'm, like, zoned in and,
right,
like...
Right, right.
Like, because I'm there to surf and I'm there not to be social.
Yeah.
So,
but right, there is a game to be played and they're playing the game and you just let them do it, right?
Yeah.
And that's smart. That's just being a smart girl.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Yeah, go ahead and flirt with me. Let me have your waves.
I'm like, but I like, you know, I engage a bit, but I for the most part, when I'm out there, I'm just like serious.
Yeah. But what's funny, here's what's interesting to me is like you, surfing encapsulates so much of your life. And it's hard because someone's like, what do you do for fun? And then a part of you is like, I fucking surf for fun.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's your job, but it's also, is there some days you have, like, comedy is fun as fuck for me. It's mm-hmm. my job too. But I have days, or we have days when, like, sometimes it's a job. Do you have those days where you're like, it's a fucking job?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you. So I get to travel and go all these awesome places now. I've always done that, right?
Like you're back here in California again.
I mean, I'm right here at your house. I mean,
yeah, you're inside my home now.
I mean, this is like a dream. Like I was
it's
like,
a dream come true.
I have booze. I got good company, you know? And I get to do these things now that growing up and I never got to travel and do fun, exciting things. It was always like you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're training, you're focused. It's and that it's a job. At the end of the day, like if you're making money from something, it's still a job.
Yeah.
Even if you're a comedian, a surfer, a DJ, what have you.
Well, DJs don't really have a job to do, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. But
that's probably the easiest fucking job. But no, I know what you're saying.
I mean, I want a DJ too on the side. But
we all want a DJ on the side. By the way, DJ on the side is the name of my next stand-up album. Please buy DJ on the side. I just think what you're saying is true. Is like it is at some point a job because there's work that goes behind it, but people don't see it, right? In the same way somebody's like, oh yeah, she's just like naturally gifted. She gets up there and she rips. And they have no idea how many hours of work it takes.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer 10,000 hours. Like
10,000 hours is how, we say the same thing in comedy.
I think it's like 20. It's probably like 20. Like I've probably spent, I was trying to do the math, but then I just like gave up because I was like, this is
too hard.
But I was like, I think it's like 20,000. I probably have surfed 30,000 hours.
Well, how many hours are you in the water a day?
I would say now I'm not in the water surfing every day, but I work out or I'm paddleboarding.
Something.
Or I'm doing some type of physical activity, but probably for 20 years of my life, I was in the water for about 4 to 5 hours a day.
Ugh.
Yeah. So 20 years. So we could do the math.
Old scaly red skin over here. I'd be dried out. I'd be so pruny. After like half an hour in the ocean, I'm just like a prune ball dried out. I am not an ocean guy.
I feel like we need to get you in though.
I can't. Also, the wetsuits for me is just, guys look so dumb. Our bodies look so weird in wetsuits.
It shows everything.
Yeah, it looks so bad.
Yeah.
It's not like Lululemon pants where every girl with a girl who has a shitty ass. I told my wife this the other day. We saw this girl who kind of looked like she might not have had a good body, but then the pants made everything look great.
100%.
Yeah. The fucking wetsuits are the opposite. The moment I see a guy put on a wetsuit, I'm like, that you could see all of his lumpy shit, fat fart body falling out. You know, it's like a garbage bag of body shit. It's so ugly. I'm so scared to get in them because I don't want to look. It makes everyone look dumpy.
Girls,
if you're in shape as a girl, they look great, but even in shape guys kind of look dumpy in those things.
I agree.
I don't know why.
It's like
suit pants. You know when you see a guy in suit pants, it has to be.
Oh yeah.
They have to be very tailored and very like well fitted for them to look good. Otherwise, like regular suit pants, every guy looks like they have a fat like Trump ass. Like how Donald Trump's ass looks dumpy and fat. I mean, it probably is, but I'm just saying. Like it's just the wetsuit I can't do.
No.
And it makes you. Your penis
think,
and the thing. I can't. All that stuff weirds me out.
I think if you decide to ever go surfing, it's Speedos.
Do people do that? Do they Speedo surf?
There's a movement right now going on.
Shut up. For real?
I'm not joking.
I'm doing it. I'm going to Speedo surf.
Like it used to be kind of hated on. Like, oh, that's weird. Or like, that's like trying too hard, but now it's like a thing.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
But the wetsuit serves the purpose of keeping you warm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then
in California, it's like you
have to have it because of how cold. Yeah. See, the East Coast is easy. When you're over, like if you are down like in the Gulf or something like that, mm-hmm. Come on. It's like
hot. You're like in a jacuzzi.
It's a hot tub. Yeah. Compared to California waters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our water's freezing. I love going in. I'm just not. There's something about like the wetsuit material on my body. And no. So I'll be the Speedo surfer.
Yeah.
You don't ever surf in a bikini though.
I surf in bikini all the time.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But I try to surf. I try to place myself.
Yeah.
Year round summer.
Mm.
That's my vibe.
Okay.
So right now we're going into fall.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Technically.
Gotta go into Hawaii.
You have to be in Hawaii.
I want to be in a bikini.
Yeah, that bad. can't miss the summer.
I'm. You know, there's the most popular surf movie of all time, Endless Summer.
That's right, the Endless Summer, baby.
You can chase it.
And there's a great snowboard company called Never Summer, which I like the most. See, I would rather, even though I live in California, I'd rather snow. I love snow. I just don't want to really like live in it, but I love going to it all the time.
Yeah.
I wish there was snow for me to go to year round. Close. I wish I could always go to snow because I love the sun. Like I love the warm weather, but. God, I don't know. Something about a mountain I love. The mountain is for me. The water is for you. I want to say this. I'm going to show people. I'm going to have the editor put something right here. Yeah, I'm going to show people the video that like blew up on the internet. I want you to comment about whether or not you hate it. You know what video I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you hate it? Do you hate this video that's playing right now? Right here? Literally, I'm putting a
right
video.
Right
here, right now? Do you hate it?
No, I think it's fun.
What was the impetus for the whole thing? Was it on accident? Did you even know?
No. So like for me, like I always like get in the zone. And yeah. When I was competing, I don't compete heavily anymore.
Yeah.
But you know, it was like part of my routine. It was part of my warm up. It was
your
like,
regimen.
Yeah. Like it was natural to me. Like I love music and like it gets me in the zone. So
why not?
It was. I mean, I think it's fun.
It is fun.
When it first came out, I was definitely like...
Were you embarrassed?
I was a little embarrassed because it's like, you know, I don't think people were used to seeing people have fun in the sport of surfing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oddly enough, you're having so much fun in the ocean, but prior to that, it feels so very strict for no reason.
Yeah, like yeah. I think people were like, oh, like she's... Actually, just like
don't do that.
Yeah,
don't like, have emotions.
Yeah, like
just go surf, lady. Don't you belong in the kitchen?
Yeah.
They don't want you to like express yourself.
Yeah.
Well, competition also like competitions always have this weird stiffness to them in general, right?
Exactly.
Across any board of
exactly.
You know, whenever I see I am still a big fan of skateboarding. I love watching skateboard videos, and I like following people online. Like Nigel Houston, like these guys, they're
he has good parties.
Oh my God, he's incredible, man. Oh, he has good parties? Have you been to a Nigel party?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to divulge?
I mean, I'll just say he has good parties.
He throws good
parties. And he's known to get a noise complainer too.
Yeah. He's young and rich and talented.
He's so young, so rich, so good at skateboarding. Like
let him do it.
Yeah, like he has killer houses. Like
yep.
He has fun.
If someone deserves to burn the world down, it's young, rich, talented people. I don't care. I used to be so negative about that when I was younger, and then now that I'm a little bit older in my late 30s, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I get it. If I was 24, whatever it is, 25, with that much money, that much talent, I get being an asshole. Like,
yeah.
Or I get being not an asshole, but I get being like. Over the top or, you know, just balling out and partying hard. It was like when people used to make fun of Justin Bieber, I was like...
I've been to a Bieber party.
Yeah, but it was like, what do you expect?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
One of the best parties of my life.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah,
he knows how to party.
Big house.
Huge
good
house.
Music.
Yes.
What, I mean, ever, yeah. I was like, you know, when I went to like a Justin Bieber party, I remember being like, I was probably like 28 and yeah. Everyone else was like, you know...
12.
19.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I'm here.
You were the old lady.
Yeah, I was like the grandma.
At 28. They're like, miss, do you need your wheelchair to be brought up right now? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's, who's the most, who's the most random celebrity party you've been to that you didn't expect you'd be at? Have you had one of those where you're like, how am I here?
Yeah, I'd say probably like the Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's pretty random.
Yeah, and I also, the other random thing, and now it's funny because he's married to Haley Baldwin, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I went to Haley Baldwin's like birthday party years ago.
Do you know her?
No. Like my friends were friends of hers, sure. And I was like there, and then like, you know, Kylie Jenner was there, and Kendall. Wow. And they were like young. This was like years ago. They were like 16.
This is when they were only millionaires, not billionaires.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly.
I found myself, I went to Usher's birthday party. That was probably the funniest, weirdest.
Wait, I think
it was at,
wait, was this like 12 years ago?
No, this was probably like four or five years ago. Okay. No, maybe. Yeah, right around then.
God, we go to good parties.
We go to good fucking parties.
Like, oh, I was at the one 12 years ago.
Yeah, you went to that one. No, I went to Usher's birthday party at, what is it, across from Soho House on Sunset. I can't remember the name of that club. That's right
there. Oh, the karaoke place?
What? It's right at Sunset. Like, it's right the first level there. God, I wish I could fucking.
See, we're old.
I don't remember that shit. But I went there, but it was like Puff Daddy, P Diddy. Look at me, I'm a dad. Puffy Puff was there. Busta Rhymes.
See, I've never been to a Diddy party, but I've heard there.
Well, he was there. It wasn't his party, but he was there. It was an Usher party, but Diddy was there. Diddy was there. Busta Rhymes. And
dude, Busta Rhymes is sick.
He's dope. Remember Omarion? Do you remember
him?
Hell
yeah.
He was there. It was so weird. There was so many random people. Justin was there. There was so many random people there that I was like, this is like a weirdly cast film in my dreams. Like, I was like, this isn't a real thing.
Yeah.
This is very strange. But yeah, it was very fun. I had a great time. I got way, way, way too drunk, which is my thing. That's what I do at a party when I don't know anybody. I'm like, I'll just get so drunk and then get an Uber. It's either make friends or get out of there. Like, I went to Miley Cyrus's Halloween party one time, and we knew nobody but ourselves, like the few people I was with. And yeah, we just got blasted and ended up meeting a lot of cool people. But at first I was like, this is just going to be so, we don't belong. We had zero business being there. Like that. There's no reason for us to be there other than we knew her through people.
I go to those things for like the food and the drinks.
You go for the food?
Yeah. Like the drinks and like the party. Like,
but sometimes the food is shit. Sometimes you go and
really?
Like, yeah. Like, well, what did we go? I made fun of it one time that we went to the Chainsmokers hotel room in Vegas at New Year's Eve. Is that where we were? Yeah. And I was like, Chainsmokers, those guys must rage. They're like super famous. Yeah, we're in the room with people were like smoking cigarettes and having like really deep conversations. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this isn't what I came for, dude. I want someone to be, I mean, I wanted like something to happen, especially because it was Vegas. I was like, it's a room in Vegas. Meanwhile, it was ice cream. Me and my buddy just ate ice cream. I was like, this is the most sad, weird
shit. This is like
shit.
Depressing.
Yeah, it was so sad. It was garbage. There
that
was
sounds
no
dark.
Booze. Yeah, it was. The Chainsmokers are dark, dude. Yeah. No, it was just, you know, I think
those
it was
are,
just
they're
it was
pretty,
the end of their party.
They're pretty smart guys, though.
Well, they probably know. They probably have been. If you live in Vegas, and I've lived in Vegas to shoot a show, you partied so much so fast that at some point you're like, I don't want to party anymore.
Right.
I have to live here for the next so many months. You're like, I'm not. Everything kind of changes. You reach a shift. You become like a local in your mind when you're like, I'm not going to the fucking strip.
Yeah.
You know, like at first you're like, I'd go to the strip, let's party. And then after that, you're like, take me to the furthest place outside of the strip. Let's go shoot guns in the desert. Let me go do anything that's like away from the strip.
You're like at the spa.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was going to get rub downs out. No, not rub downs. I take it back.
You weren't going to the bunny ranch?
No. I would never.
You're not hanging with Lamar?
I would never. I've thought whenever that show was on, I always thought, I was like, what point would you go to the hooker ranch? Like, why
like,
wouldn't you just...
Like, where did your life go wrong?
Where are you... Why the hooker ranch?
Yeah, like...
If you're really going to get a hooker, why wouldn't you just get one to your hotel room? Don't you think that would be the most logical...
Well, that's what I think is, like, you pay for the convenience.
Yeah, come
like,
to my...
Where,
I'm not
like,
driving
like
to the hooker
driving
ranch.
Driving 3 hours, like, wherever. I don't
what
know.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
I feel
nightmare.
Like that's a dark, like, you're just on a dark...
Do you think they would ever have, like, a brothel for women that has all men? Would that ever exist?
That's a good question. Maybe for older women.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But
not,
you know what's interesting?
I'm saying like good-looking women, young good-looking women.
I mean, you never know.
Younger looking women can get what they need when they need it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, yeah. But older women who are like frustrated. I mean, I've seen 90 Day Fiancé.
Like or like business
women who are just hustlers. Like, they don't have time to like
fucking
do that shit.
Yeah, they don't
want
to deal with the guy's bullshit.
So, you know, maybe it'll exist one day.
Maybe it already exists now. You just
do you
want to
open one with me?
I mean, if there's a business, I like good
business. We like business. Yeah. I think we should do it. I think we should open a little male ranch. Well, they have, whenever I go to Vegas, they always have, if you want some
but
more, you let me know,
by the
way. But
the thing is, I feel like women, though, more than the intimacy or like sexual, it's they just want someone to listen to their
problems.
What
I'm saying, our brothel, you wouldn't have sex. It would just be like a conversation brothel.
Yeah, or like cuddling.
Cuddle brothel.
Listening to our problems.
You'd have a cuddle room. You'd have a listen room. You'd have a listen and talk room. We'd have a, we could also have a fake argument room where it's like
like
a mindless
drama.
Argument drama room, but then then it's a hug room after that.
Yeah.
That's a dual package. You get in a fight and then you go into the hug fuck room. Right?
Yeah.
I think we're making up something beautiful here. Yeah. I think we should do this. Female brothel. Male brothel for females. Yeah. Whenever I saw that Bunny Ranch show, it was like, these women are like held captive. It's so sad. It's like a hooker jail.
I remember that show.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. That guy died. That guy, I don't remember. The only people I remember from the show are Air Force Amy. People at home got to know what I'm talking about. Air Force Amy was like the big blonde with huge
tits. Oh, yeah. She was like the star.
She was the star.
Yeah,
but she was a veteran.
Yeah.
Not like served in the military. She was like a veteran where she was like in her late 50s, early 60s.
I like that show because it kind of went into like their personal and like I like the drama between all of them and like getting the clients.
Fighting
like,
for dick.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called it, fighting for dick.
Yeah.
Because they all would argue with each other and like who was the frontline girl. It was sad in a way, but it was also...
What was it? Is it on HBO or Showtime?
It was Showtime. Wasn't it Showtime? Yeah, something like... Or maybe it was HBO. I just
like,
remember...
I remember like clicking and seeing the show on TV then, and I was like, whoa, this is like...
It's raunchy.
This is showing a lot. Like, is like... This is good.
Most men watched it for porn purpose, like that it got them close to porn stuff.
Yeah. Because
they would show them in the room but blur it, you know?
Yeah.
That's
But I like the drama of it. It was like I feel like it was like a Bravo show in a weird way.
It was
like Real Housewives of Bunny Ranch.
It was reality television before reality TV kind of like took over all TV. What's your guilty show? What's a show that you're embarrassed to tell me? Tell me the embarrassing show that you're like I shouldn't admit it.
I have a good one.
Give it to me.
It's so bad. The relaunch of the new version of The Hills.
That's a thing again? I'm so stupid.
The Hills
I have
are
no
back.
Idea. The Hills on MTV, are they doing it again?
Yes, it just like came back a couple months ago.
Holy shit, I didn't know.
And it's like...
Is it great?
Can I tell you, everyone's faces look completely different.
Wait a minute, it's the same cast?
It's the same people.
Am I crazy? I don't know this. Hold on,
the best part about it, they added Hills. One new person.
Is it called The Hills? What is it, like The Hills Again? Or what is it called?
Yeah, it's like The Hills. I'm thinking of The Hills Have Eyes.
New Beginnings.
New Beginnings.
That's what it says. The Hills New Beginnings. Right. And it's all the same cast.
But can I tell you who they added?
Who do they
add? Is that why it's so guilty and it makes no sense?
Who do they add?
Misha Barton.
Wait, who was in the, what was the show?
She was on the OC.
The OC, which is a fake version of The Hills, right?
Yes.
Isn't that so they added an actual actress on a show that mocked them on their show.
Yes, isn't that crazy?
Wow, how fucking meta. That's MTV going deep. That's meta shit. Misha Barton, has she not worked since then?
I don't think so. She disappeared. That's why I was like,
didn't something happen to her? Didn't she like have
she had like bad like management, like people suing her. Hey, like, I don't know.
At some
I don't
point,
know.
Whatever. I'm not talking shit. I don't fucking know her, but I'm just saying at some point, she was on a huge show. Right, wasn't that show huge?
Yeah, oh yeah, she was like
California. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, who else was on that show?
Adam Brody. Yeah.
Yeah, but Adam Brody was kind of a worked actor, right? Wasn't he kind of like
Adam Brody's like still like doing?
No, but I'm saying then he was already a worked actor.
Yeah.
Everybody else was kind of Misha Barton, Peter Gallagher, also a worked actor. Kelly Rowan, Ben McKenzie, but he's been in a lot of stuff.
He's like
Rachel Bilson, right? Melinda Clark, I'm lost. Tate Donovan, right? Alan Dale, right? These are all just, and at some point, this is my favorite. Let's go to the last name on IMDb. Let's see if we recognize the last name. Probably not. It's going to be like Girl at Party with Drink. Scott Rogers, he was a waiter. Shout out to Scott Rogers or Stephen P. Nick. I hope either of these guys are listening to this.
I hope they're listening and they're like,
or nanny, yeah, yacht club waiter. Anyway, student. It's just so mean sometimes. Like these people, these actors work their whole lives to just get a role on something, and they get one. It just says student. That's so.
Acting, I'm not being
a
dick.
It's just so. It's such a fucking.
I mean, the fact
it's such a hard job to get to a place where you could like, I'm doing a thing, and they're like, "What's your name?" And they're like, "Car guy." It's like, fucking. It's so sad. That's
why I never wanted to do it.
You have no wants.
No, like I people have been like, "Oh, do you want to do like a acting thing?" And I'm like, "No,
no."
I'm like, "So you're telling me I'm gonna go to set and sit in a trailer for about 7 hours.
Yeah, sometimes more.
And then go out for 1 hour, mm-hmm. and I'm going to speak two lines or whatever.
Give or take, yeah.
Give or take. And it will probably get cut.
Yeah, most likely, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And then I will probably make about $200 or $300.
More than that, but okay.
Yes. Well, okay. And this is, I'm like entry level here, so.
No, but I mean like, yeah, but I, yeah. So, guest star money, you'd make a guest star rate, you'd make a rate.
Yeah, like right? You're not like a star in the star. Show unless the... you're like big time, you know, but mm-hmm. like to get into it, like,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of work, but I just have too much, like I have like ADD, like I couldn't sit in the trailer. Like
I was just gonna say, you have too much going on.
Yeah,
it's like, but, you're doing too much to want to do that kind of shit.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the thing, is like, yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, no, it's you're talking to me. I like it, I like it, but there are days when you're like, oh, fuck, this is fucking... It's just a lot. Like, I think people don't know that, too. People also think it's like, cry me a river. They gave you a bunch of money to go say somebody else's words. Like, I get it. It's champagne problems. But it is a lot of weird work. Like, it's a weird amount of work for a small amount of things. Like, you have to do a lot to get a little. You have to do a ton to get a little.
Like, to be the student. Like, that's
yeah,
like,
so student had to work hard to become... That dude had to work super hard just to get there. So it's wild. I mean,
but now he's getting mentions on the podcast. So I
don't think it's working out for him.
Okay.
I don't fucking. I've been in LA for 13, 14 years, and I worked tirelessly to get to a point when like I was proud of getting good jobs, and you work super hard, and sometimes you work hard just to get to the point that you, just like the project. It's less sometimes about anything other than being like, I'm so happy to be a part of it. Like I did Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. and it's going to come out in January. I did one episode and they could have paid me nothing because So for me, it was like, I loved it so fucking much. I didn't give a shit because I didn't get paid any money for that. You're a guest star. You don't get paid a lot of money for those things. But like, holy shit. I didn't care. I would have wrote them a check. They could have been like, you owe us money. I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Send me a fucking bill. Yeah. Yeah, how much you want? Sell me a bill.
Sign me up.
Do you want more of this? Do you want me to pour you a little bit more?
Yeah, look, okay. I'm drinking more than you.
No, I just poured another one. Oh, okay. I just poured a new one. Anastasia's an alcoholic. She's going to... Also, who cares? You're going to fly on an airplane like this.
Yeah, I have a flight in like 2 hours, three hours. So I'm good. I'm trying to just chill.
Are you TSA and clear? Do you do all that shit?
So you know I'm TSA.
You're TSA.
I'm not
You don't
clear.
Do the clear thing.
I love clear. I haven't done it yet, but I'm like very into the idea.
Honestly, do it. I did it. I was so happy.
It's like game changer.
Yeah, just a fucking look. If it's at the airport,
do you do this? Is gonna get a little more
global?
Not global. Huh. The private suite.
I've done it.
And
it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool. Privileges and perks sometimes are very, very cool. Not gonna lie.
So from my understanding, the private suite is like just this like super exclusive room that you go and sit in, and there's like free mm-hmm. candy before your flight.
Free foodish, drinkish thing.
It's kind of I'm there, like I said.
It's like an elevated admiral's lounge or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. Like my whole thing is like, okay, it's airport food. Is so expensive and not that good.
No, it's usually terrible, actually. It's usually the worst.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I think, like, okay, if you go to a lounge, like, say you have to buy a day pass, $50. But, like, I'll spend $50 at, like, the makeshift weird chain
at
restaurant.
Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. They got a B.
Like for refrigerated food, like heated. Like
yeah, it's reheated. It's micro. It's everything. Every time I go to those places, I can almost hear the microwave. You can almost like hear it from the restaurant. They're not fucking cooking that. There's no grills.
No, and it's like it's for one person like $40. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
so
stupid.
So I think like if you go into like one of these like luxury lounges, like if you are hungry and you're like eating a bunch of stuff and drinking, it like pays for itself.
I guess you're right. I mean, do you drink every time you go to the airport?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
that was so good. Yeah, I do. I love.
Unless I'm in a rush, and I'm like, I always like kind of cut it close a little bit. But like, if I'm there early and I got time, like, yeah, it's like
I always have one. I have one on the plane too.
They're the best like $15 cocktails you can have.
Oh, they're great.
They're so expensive though.
Well, because I love having one on the plane and passing out. That's like my. Let me have one on the plane and knock out, put on some tunes or put on a Netflix show.
The best thing you do on a plane is fall asleep and wake up, you're there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, that's why. I mean, listen, that's why I love taking late night flights. Are always so fun because you knock out the shit that you don't want to deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you wake up and you're like,
I'm good. I'm there. I just.
So that's why I just need to get really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So like I just can get through security. Sit on the plane, just
yeah, just conk out.
Wake up with a hangover.
Have you ever been on a plane where someone had to be helped off the plane? Have you ever had that?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I've seen people get kicked off the planes for being too drunk. Like
I sat next to a guy that had to be helped get off the plane. He was so fucked up. Like he drank the whole fucking flight. Also, by the way, they served him, Delta. They served him the whole time. Like he gave him doubles, right? So like every time the dude was like, can I get a double? Can I get a double? Can I get a double? And I was like, that's four or five doubles. Like this guy's going to be fucked by the time we get to St. Louis.
The best thing though, I got to say is when you're on a flight, it's like a 7 or an 8 a.m. flight and you're sitting next to someone. And they just start pounding.
Pounding,
Those are the ones where I'm like, yo, like.
You okay?
No, or like.
Do you need to talk to me?
Are you starting your vacation?
No,
are you
they're
flying
not.
Home? Like, they're
going home. That's him going home. I know that guy. I've seen that guy.
Dude, I love that guy.
Yeah, that guy's the shit. I also don't. I don't know if I want to be that guy, but I love that that guy exists.
Like, I love, like, because there's always a thing, too, like, for the person sitting next to that person on the 7 a.m. flight, and they're like, yeah, I'll have, like, you know, like a whiskey or a Bloody Mary, and I'm just like, good for you.
Yeah, fuck yeah, go get it, man.
Yeah,
go get
it. Like I'm not doing that. Like I'll do it on the night flight, obviously.
Yeah, but I can't do it at that early anymore. I've said this before. Every time I go to an early flight in an airport, no matter where I am in the country, I don't care where it is. You can see this yourself. 4 a.m., 5 a.m. flight, whatever. Without fail, someone will be drinking at the bar at the airport. Without. Mm-hmm. Fucking fail. The restaurants aren't even open yet, but the bars are always open. There's always a bar lounge place that's open and people are drinking. Also, I don't understand why an adult would never, ever ask for apple juice until they get on an airplane. What is it that when people get on a fucking airplane, I always hear drink orders on a Diet Coke and some. There's always a dude that's like, can I get an apple juice? I'm like, why? You would never. No one drinks apple juice after a certain age. I don't even know when. I can't tell you the last time I had apple juice.
No, I've had that too. I've had someone next to me order. And I remember being like,
apple juice.
What? Like,
really?
How old are you?
Like, it's because they saw it on the thing. They're like, oh, I have fucking apple juice. Although I do like Martinelli's apple juice. Shout out to Martinelli's. That is bomb ass apple juice. I'm just not going to have it casually in front of other adults. I'm going to sneak it at my house in the cute little apple glass jars.
Oh, the apple.
The apple jar. That's why that shit is dope. Look, I like it. I'm also, it's a rare occurrence. The sparkling Martinelli's, though, for my nieces for New Year's, we do that. Yeah. We'll pop with them and I'll have some of it. What's your drink of choice? What's your booze of choice? What's your poison?
I say usually tequila.
You're a tequila girl, really?
Yeah.
I wish I could send you with something. You can't board a plane with it, but I have people give us booze.
I can't.
Well, you can. You can.
Have you not heard of like? You know, a water bottle.
Oh, you're gonna sneak it in?
Well,
I like your shit, dude.
You have to. I don't actually know. This is the issue. Like, it would have to be. No, you know what?
No, you can't.
No, you're right.
You can do a carry on. You can't carry on any booze.
Not even like in a mini thing.
Nah, you could do one of those. Like, I've heard of stories on the internet of people that do those pocket pouches or whatever.
You know what you could do
if you're a real alcoholic.
If you're a real alcoholic, you can get the mini makeup. Like
Shit, you've thought about this?
No, because, okay, so this is the thing is that I've done a lot, like when you said, like I was like, oh, water bottles. Like I've used, when I was younger and like I had no money, like mm-hmm. we would go out, fill the water bottle
sure.
with alcohol.
With booze, yeah.
And then
yeah,
like we did go, it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone did it.
But you can't get on a plane with that water bottle. You can't get through security with it.
This is, I'm going to date myself. I'm 32, but like, I remember when you used to be able to fly and bring all.
Oh, yeah, water you could bring whatever you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You could bring. I remember people like opening up their own drinks on airplanes and, yeah. not, and nobody cared. Also, that was pre 9/11.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I was like 12 then.
Yeah, so
I was
like, that just made myself. Pre 9/11, you could do literally anything you wanted. People used to do, I mean, the smoking was an old joke, but before people say, it's like, oh, you used to be able to smoke on planes. It's like, dude, smoke on planes? You used to be able to fucking just like get up, walk. They would open the fucking door. I remember seeing the pilots. Like talking to someone was like, hey, what's up? Where are we going? They're like, oh, check it out. You want to look out the fucking front window? They used to let like, you, yeah, they let you just go thing, fuck I'm around.
No, so what's crazy?
Thanks a lot, terrorists.
Yeah, now, like, well, the best.
We used to be able to fuck around.
What I liked too was that you could, like, walk someone to the gate.
Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah.
Your loved ones,
yeah,
or like someone could greet you when you got mm-hmm. off the plane. And it's like,
not anymore.
No.
Now they have to, wait at the proper point of, I get it, dude. Listen. I get it. We're not ignorant. I just think it is funny how nice it was back then. You just thought it was no big deal.
Yeah, or just
it's just
because
like, fucking assholes fuck it up for the rest of us.
I mean,
like anything else, just like the fucking waves.
I mean,
just like the world of comedy and like hecklers, assholes fuck it up for all the people that are just trying to have
good
a good time.
People like
yeah,
us.
We're just trying to have a fucking good time.
I'm trying, to get have some drinks. Tequila for my.
I'm going to get you some tequila. We're going to find a way.
Okay.
But have you seen those bladders that you can sneak, like little plastic bladders?
That's,
you can fill them up?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Those like, bladders, you could do it. I just, but if you do get caught.
I think technically what it is, you can have under 3 ounces.
2.5, right? Isn't
that right? But that's like 2 shots.
Is it 2 shots?
I think
yeah,
so.
1 ounce pour, I guess.
I mean, that would save me probably like $30. So.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Uncommon Apothecary. Uncommon makes the best CBD, man. CBD comes from the hemp plant. If you don't know, it's not like its sister, Mary Jane, because CBD doesn't get you high. It contains less than 0.3% THC, meaning, you know, it's not going to get you stoned, and it's totally legal everywhere in the United States. This stuff is really, really good. I've used it in many forms, in tincture, in lotions, in gummies, candy, snacks, pill form. It's phenomenal. It helps me sleep at night. It helps me after I've gone to the gym or taken a long run on my knees and my back. It's phenomenal. I highly, highly recommend using CBD products instead of other forms of painkillers, including even your common, you know, Advil and aspirin. Those things can be damaging to your liver. CBD is not. That's the good news. Do yourself a favor. Go head over to ua-cbd.com. That's ua-cbd.com today. Use the promo code GINGER20 at checkout. You'll get yourself 20% off for the Whiskey Ginger listeners and see why so many people are jumping over from prescription medicine to something more natural and alternative. I think it's the way to go. It's the way of the future. Again, go to ua-cbd.com, use the promo code GINGER20 and get 20% off.
Ginger. I like gingers.
All right, let's do it. Let's fill up those pouches, baby. Let's do it. I think we should do it. We should make your shoes out of booze and we should fucking do it. You
like
want to?
It.
We're
going
to strap
it.
You up
I
before
like
you go to LA.
I'm going to get stopped at
yeah.
security. They'll be like,
I can't
what
wait
are
for you to call me.
What are you like, doing? I'm like, I'm just trying to like save some money at the bar.
They're like, save some money, lady. What the, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to black out. That's what I'm trying to do. What's your flavor tequila? What's your favorite one? What's the one? Are you a reposado or an añejo?
I'm like a blanco.
A blanco?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But like, you know.
What brand? What's your go-to?
I like, honestly, I like them all. Like, I can do like
what's
anything.
What's the fancy one? 1942? Is that?
Oh, Don Julio. Yeah, like 1942 is like.
That's the fancy one. People
yeah,
like that shit, right?
I also feel like there's so many other good ones that like, I mean, like, everyone likes Patron. That's like. But
I think Patron's okay.
Yeah, I do too. Like,
my dad likes
Casamigos
that stuff.
Is great.
It is good.
Like, you know, yeah, I feel like everyone loves 1942. I like it too, but like, It's expensive.
What's the fancy one in the blue, the weird blue chalice with the metal top, the metal cock top? You know what I'm talking about?
Is that a Casa Noble?
Casa Noble, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that one's good.
I see all these on the shelves. I have, my friend drinks it. My friend Chelsea likes that stuff. I just don't fuck with tequila that much. My dad loves, when my dad gets tanked, he's always like, tequila shots, and he likes picklebacks. You like picklebacks? Do you know what that is?
Kind of, like, yeah.
Where you huck up a pickle juice behind the shot?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't
That's
like that
what either. I thought it was. And I was
I don't like that shit.
No.
Yeah,
I like real, like, foofy, like, cute.
Okay,
like,
margaritas and
like
shit?
Like, skinny margaritas, spicy, like.
Do you remember the first time you got drunk? I bet you was at the beach.
No, it was at my neighbor's garage.
How old were you?
Probably, like, 15.
Yeah. Were you a bad kid?
No.
You were a goody two-shoes?
I was, like,
two-shoes?
The best.
You seem like you'd be a fucking goody two-shoes.
Yeah, I was like a straight-A student. I was like I when I say I got drunk, I probably had like two or three drinks max. And I was like, I drank one time and then I didn't drink till I was like 24, 25. Like it scared
me. Why, because you were scared of it?
Yeah.
Wow, holy shit, you were a big pussy.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
What was the turning point of you like, have you ever tried drugs? Do you do drugs ever?
No, never.
Nothing.
Like I like have smoked stuff. Like
No. I mean,
never done drugs.
No mushrooms.
No.
No coke. Wow.
No. I'm pretty straight.
Wow, that's cool.
Like straight
as a
door.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Would you ever try anything or no?
I'm not like closed off to it. I'm just like, okay, I'm in my 30s. Like, it hasn't been a part of my life. Do I need to introduce it at this point? Mm. Like, I'm not like judgmental to people who do drugs or experiment or want to. I just like control.
And you feel like that's a total lack
of
control.
Yeah, and also like, but also I do like to drink. So it's like, I'm content with just having drinks. And
but drinking is predictable control. I always say that. Like drinking is like, I can kind of predict the control levels. Like I know what I'm going to get into, right?
Yeah.
Like if I take psychedelics, you know, I kind of know what I'm getting into, but kind of not. Sometimes
see,
I'm like,
I don't
oh,
know.
Shit.
That's the thing. I don't know if that would be for me.
Like
I'm not.
Mushrooms?
No.
Like, I think like, you'd like it.
Really?
Well, especially you're a nature person, right? You're a peace. You love nature.
I am. But
you
I
love
like,
the outdoors.
I like control, though.
I know, but this is kind of the sense of like it's not a lack of control. It's more like a harmonious balance of control, where like you're still in control, but there are things that you can't control, just like life.
Right.
Just like life.
Right.
There are just moments of your mind that come and go that you can't control, but it's not overwhelming and scary. Right?
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to die and the world is ending and I'm going to cut off my penis like the member of Wu-Tang did. It's more like, it's
like, here's this tree.
It's just
here's
like,
the wave.
Yeah, you kind of like, you just feel it a little bit more. I would say this if you ever were going to do it, which you probably won't, but if you were to just do a micro dose amount, like a small amount, and do a very little bit and wait like 6 hours and do a little bit again and see how it alters you a little bit.
Okay.
Taking
like baby steps.
Yeah, because the problem is people do these things and they're like, I'm going to eat an eighth of mushrooms. And they eat them and they're like, the world stopped for me and I hated every second of it.
You get too.
Well, they got too fucked up.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like anything. That'd be like saying, I've never drank. And then you're like, okay, fill this glass up with whiskey and drink the whole thing.
Right.
You would be off your head.
Right,
it would
right.
suck. It would be in the same regard. I don't know why people don't drink drugs like that. I don't understand that. It's like if you're going to experiment with drugs, I always say try natural ones first. That's my go-to.
Right.
You know, I like marijuana. I'm a proponent of marijuana. THC and CBD are magical things. I like mushrooms. I'm not a huge fan of manufactured drugs,
mm-hmm.
but that's on people who ever want to do them. But like, I say try natural shit first and do small amounts of it because it's like this. It's just
right.
It's like this in the same sense.
See,
of like,
I'm
you know.
I'm open to learning more about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. That's
Let's
the
do mushrooms
like,
tonight before you board your flight.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if that's a good idea, but
you end up in Alaska. You're like,
yeah
man.
I
feel like changing. My
I just
whole
need
scope.
To make it through security. That's it. That's
you
it.
Will.
Yeah.
You will. What airline do you fly?
So I'm usually a United girl.
Yeah, you're a United girl. Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, United's fine. They don't check anything.
Yeah.
I brought a gun one time on United. No, I'm kidding.
No. I mean, like I you asked me gun. Earlier, like, have I seen people get kicked off of planes? Like, I don't want to be that person.
No, you don't. That's
I don't
want to
be like
sad.
Melting into like the seat.
I mean, would be tight though. I'm not going to lie. I've never done mushrooms on a plane. I've done edibles, I should say, and gotten on a flight. And that was wild. I don't suggest it. I'm not going to lie. I don't think you should do that. I didn't love my experience. Actually, I was tricked. A buddy of mine put a bunch of stuff and food that we ate for dinner and then took me to the airport and didn't fucking tell me.
That's like terrifying.
I know. It should be illegal, right? You should go to prison for that, for tricking people into
like,
drugs.
I would be like, what
the fuck did you do to me? That's what I said. What the fuck did you do to me? And he was like, I put some fucking.
Is this person still your friend?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Did you do it again?
No. But guys have a bigger. Guys have a. I feel like men have a bigger. Forgiveness level for friendship of like when you fuck up as a guy, you're like, yeah, it is what it is.
Girls
rip each other to shreds, and it's like, I'm never talking to that bitch ever again.
Or if like my guy friend did that to me, I'd be like, you're fucking weird. Like,
but girls, don't you feel like there's girls that have been like, girls sever relationships so much faster than men. Men usually try to fist fight.
See, and I kind of get it over with. I appreciate it. Like, they'll like, if they're mad, they'll just like knock you out.
Yeah, let's fuck each other up.
Like,
but that's the way it should be. It's like, let's get this out and then let's just move on.
No, girls will like be weird and catty, and it's like a slow burn.
Yeah, it's gross. And you hold on to it forever.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Girls, like, they'll do the whole like passive aggressive thing. Like,
oh, yeah, no, it's fine. No, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah, worry about it, bitch. That's what they're saying. Yeah. Worry about it, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, but also worry about it, bitch. That's like in the back of their fucking head, just looping over and over.
Everything's fine.
That's funny. everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Here, do it to me if I'm like ready. Here you go. Hey, are you cool that Jake came to the party? Is that?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
So fake. And girls are like,
but fine is like
everything's fine. Yeah, fine is not
translates
fine.
To like, I fucking want to kill you.
I want to kill you, bitch. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, like fine is like
not fine. Fine is not fine.
Fine is not fine.
Fine is not fine.
Like fine is like, it's funny because I say fine all the time, you know, obviously. Like everything's fine.
It's fine. But it's not.
But you know when you say it, and it's weird. Every girl says it.
Yeah, they go, no, it's fine. It's fine. Well, because, you know, I think.
Like, do guys ever say fine?
No.
Like, is that even in, like, your vocabulary? Like,
no, yeah, I mean, I guess you would say once in a while, go, yeah, no, it's fine. But no, for the most part, guys would be like, if you're like.
Like, how many times have you heard fine?
If they're like, is it okay? I'd go.
No.
Yeah, it's whatever. I would say that. I go, yeah, it's whatever. Whatever is our fine. Yeah, it's what. It's whatever, man. Don't worry about it. Like someone said to me the other day, like, I'm sorry about that thing that we had to do. And I was like, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. No, out of your hands. Whatever. It is what it is. It is what it is. I say that a lot. I do that a lot. It's very obvious when I say that what I really mean, which is like what it is annoying. And I'm bummed that I had to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I'm like, fucking.
I'm telling you, if you hear a girl say fine.
It's fine. It's over. Yeah. She's going to kill you.
It's fine. It's like brewing.
Yeah. It's brewing. There's some madness brewing in her fucking brain. Do you have more girlfriends than guy friends or guy friends and girlfriends?
I have a good mix of both. But I typically like always love being friends with guys. Like,
yeah. Is that hard with relationships?
No.
Your dude is secure. He doesn't give a shit.
No. Like that's saying like we're all friends. Like, you know, like my.
What if you had a friend before you met him? How does that work out?
Better. Like it's
so you're like, here's a guy I've been friends with.
Yeah, like most of my friends, though, I've been friends with for like 10, 15, 20
No new
years.
Friends.
No new friends.
Drake, no new friends.
Like, you're a new friend.
Yeah, but
you're,
also.
You're chill, like, you know, but.
But
like,
also the distance, like, we don't see each other enough for it to be, like, imposing or threatening. Because I always feel like, say you make a new friend, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just made a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently made a new girlfriend. And, like, all the factors have to come into play.
Right.
For it to
context.
Be okay. Yes.
Yeah, context.
It's so funny. Yeah. Even because there's no intention.
Right.
There's so far from no intention because it's such a platonic, like we get along as homies and it's obvious on both of our behalfs because of our relationship situations.
Mm-hmm.
But there is always a moment for either party of the significant others to be jealous.
Right.
It will always exist to go, you guys are hanging out late. It's like you can't get rid of those things. Like that will always.
Yeah, it's natural.
It'll always fucking exist. But but like when you see friends that are new friends, that the frequency matters, right? So the more frequent, the harder
like
it is.
Frequency, context, like, you know,
all of it matters.
Like my friends that are guys, like I've known for the most part, like for so long
forever.
That it's like a brother. You know?
Sure. Sure. Have you ever had a guy you thought was a friend but turned out that he was just deeply, deeply in love with you?
You know...
I feel like this happens to every girl.
Yeah, I've like I've had but those guys aren't my friends anymore. Like I've had
not after that day.
Yeah, like I've had guys who are like my friend. Like they try to play the friend card, but I've always like called them out really easily.
Oh, you dump on them real hard.
Like I'm like, are you like? Because again,
if you trying to fuck Mike?
No, like I'll be like, like because that's the least attractive thing that a guy like a guy who beats around the bush or who's like not direct.
Yeah. Just give it to me straight, baby.
Like, yeah, like if you're trying to date me, like don't play the friend card because that's how you get friend zoned.
That's how you get friend zoned.
Yeah. Like guys, like I have so many guy friends who do this with girls. They're like waiting for the day that like she breaks up with her boyfriend, that she calls him 1,000 times. And I tell these guys that I'm friends with them, it's like, what are you doing? Like you realize you're on the friend ladder.
Yeah, so gross. Just go get somebody else, dude, you dingus. I don't
understand. No, like if a girl's telling you that thing, if you have a friend, if you're a guy and you have a girl that you're friends with and she's telling you about other dudes.
It's over, baby.
It's never happening.
Wipe the hands clean because you ain't getting that padussy, bitch. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, you have to have clear-cut lines. To guys that try to, like, I have a couple of... this is bad. I know a couple of dudes that like their approach is to do that, is to like be buddies, you know, like buddy their way into a relationship and then be there for them when the girls are
like crying on their shoulder.
Like, yeah. Be their bitch. Like be like the guy that the girl calls when like the guy, their
boyfriend. Does it work out for them?
Once in a while, honestly.
Like, I feel like that'd be like,
it does work. Listen,
a one out of 20.
When certain girls are very vulnerable,
they swoop in.
Yeah. Well, they don't swoop in as much as they're like, they like planted the seed and they're like just waiting, you know? And when the girl is like, it's like, you're always so good to me. It's like such an easy time to be like, I know, give me a blowjob. You know, it's like for them, it's like the just the easy way into the thing. But I do know dudes that do that. They do it because I think they think it's the way to be a nice guy. It's like, well, I dig her, but like also like, you know, we want to be friends. It's like, nah, it's so shady. It's just like a cheap way.
Yeah, in or something. I think it's like, I would never like a guy.
Just
like
tell her. Just go, look, I'm into you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you met your man, was he really straightforward? Was he?
Oh,
like,
yeah. He was like, and that's why
was it
like,
internet shit or real life shit?
Internet
shit, right?
Yeah.
Which one? Raya?
No, J-Swipe.
J-Swipe! Oh, shit. That's dope.
Swipe right.
The Jewish dating app. What's the other one? Isn't there another one?
There's like J-Date.
J-Date.
Yeah.
How many Jewish dating apps were you on?
Just that one.
Just J-Swipe.
Yeah.
J-Date didn't make the cut for you. Is J-Date that's like the eHarmony?
Yeah. Like, that's like the Match.com.
J-Date is the match for Jews.
I was talking to someone about Match.com who met their partner. And
I'm sure people fucking mean.
I think Match.com is probably like really good.
Look,
Even though I don't think we know anyone who's on Match.com, but like...
No, categorically, it works for people that need it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just like...
Online dating is great. I'm a big supporter.
You're a big proponent. Two of my closest friends are getting married because of it, and I will be there at their wedding because they're wonderful.
Are you going to come to my wedding?
Invite me to your fucking wedding. I'll come to your
fucking
wedding.
I'll send you an invite.
I'm going to come rage at your fucking wedding, by the way. I'm making a best man and a bridesmaid speech. I'm standing up for both. I'm going to have a half dress and half suit on, and I'm going to lose my mind and have a good time.
So, like I said, I go to parties for food and alcohol. There's going to be good food and alcohol.
By the way, the only reason for me to go to a wedding at this stage in my life, because I've been to too many of them, is if I know that it's going to be a fun party. Because if it's going to be garbage, and if I think they like it's not going to be worth it, I hate to tell you guys, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Don't waste your time.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to, you know, Mississippi. Someone's like, yeah, it's where her aunt, you know, left us a piece of land. It's like, I'm not fucking flying down there to give you a blender. I don't go unless it's going to be fucking fun. Unless I know the families are cool, the party is right. Like, you got to let it rock, dude. Like,
yeah.
I stiff weddings fucking suck. And I've been to too many of them where you're like, this isn't fun, dude.
You know what my biggest pet peeve at a wedding is?
What is it?
No, like, open bar.
Yeah.
Beer and wine only.
Dude.
Like,
Get the fuck out of here.
This is my thing. Cut the food.
Cut the food. Just give me the fucking booze. Props. Cut the fucking food. I never understood that. It's like, how are you going to skimp on that, dude? Don't skimp on that. That's what people want to do. Let them party.
I've been to some weddings, it's beer and wine only, and I'm like...
Major bummer, dog. Ugh. Major. I say that out loud when I get to the bar.
And then they have like these crazy flowers, and I'm like,
Yeah, they spent $40,000 on fucking flowers and, like, and a
no
trellis.
One can eat, no one can drink the flowers or eat the flowers. Like, yeah. It's like, what is the purpose?
But if they could, that would be tight. Then it'd be good. Speaking of which, I got locked up down in Costa Rica.
You did?
Yeah. Big surf country. Jaco Beach.
I love Jaco. But you know what Jaco's known for?
Huh. Murder? I have no idea. What?
Prostitution is legal.
Oh, I know. Well, that's where we met. She was a hooker on Jaco Beach, and that's how we linked up. That's how I met her. That's how I met my wife. She was a prostitute. Is it a big prostitute place? It is?
Yeah, it's legal.
Oh, I didn't know. Manuel Antonio is where we were.
I love Jaco.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. I love Costa Rica. I was there in April.
For people that don't know, it is the...
Pura Vida.
Pura Vida. It was the western... It's the western side of Costa Rica. It is to me one of the most stunningly gorgeous places. I've been to a lot of spots. Something about Costa Rica is fucking unreal.
Yeah.
And Jaco Beach is known because it's some of the most dangerous wave breaks, right? Isn't that what they say? Right?
Yeah. Great surfing, dangerous waves.
Great, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like surfers love that shit.
Peligroso.
Peligroso, yes, that's right. I'm saying like I'm Italian. Peligroso. Yeah, right. What the fuck? No, yeah, that's right. Jaco Beach, Manuel Antonio, and there was one more that's right around the way that's fucking unreal. Why can't I think of the name?
Where we went recently was Santa Teresa.
Yes.
Which is like the cool, like,
yeah.
That's where like Tom Brady and Giselle go.
Yeah, that's where it's Tom goes.
Yeah, you know,
that's
like
where
Tom,
the hip cats go. Tom and Jizz. Jizz it,
yeah.
I call them Tom and Jizz because I know them really well. That's like when we were in Italy. The Italians loved that LeBron James spends part of their summer in the island of Capri, you know, Capri. And all of
I went to Capri.
Oh, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And all the locals are like...
I didn't know this.
All the locals were like, you know LeBron James? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, LeBron James goes on a boat. And LeBron James will be there with friends and family. LeBron James on a boat. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, that's cool. And they want to let you know so bad that LeBron James goes there. That's all the story. That's it for them. You're like, no, that's okay. That's cool. And you're like, what is he? Does he come here? And they're like, no. He's there. LeBron James. And you're like, all right, right on. Like, that's, I think they want to let you know that the most famous guy they know comes to this place. You're like, that's cool. That's awesome. Good people. Good food.
Yeah, you're like, you know, I'll just call him.
Yeah, I'll just ring him up.
Yeah, like
I'll ring up LeBron James. Like, yeah. LeBron, the way he said it always made LeBron James. He
Italians
kept saying
Italians are great though.
They're the coolest fucking people, man. They are the dopest low key fucking people on earth.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't give any. There's zero fucks to give.
So I've noticed when I went to Capri, I went to like Amalfi Coast. I went all around.
Mm-hmm.
I see people just like chilling on rocks.
Oh yeah,
they like melt. They like tan. They melt in the rock. Like something with like them, their whole like vibe and effect. Like they're just like don't give a fuck.
No. There is no. Well, also their schedules are different. I would have to search through my photos to show you, but I don't want to give away the location. But I've talked about it before, but. My favorite location is a all rock beach called Fido Beach, and people just chilling on rocks all day long, and they jump off of these huge fucking boulders into the ocean, and these like young kids to old men, they do front flips and dive into the ocean, and they've got to be 30-40 feet up. I mean, it's fucking unreal. And when you first see it, you're like, oh, this is where I could die.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're like, this is it. Kill me now. Mm-hmm. This would be the happiest fucking end-all moment of my life. Like, sure, I'll die for sure on this beach. And the tide pools were so heavy that I thought if I drowned here, I'd be chill with it.
Yeah.
Like I was like, fuck it. It
kind of sounds like romantic.
It was hot. Like, I rented a scooter. I had my shirt open.
Italy's, like, Italians are just so cool.
Way cooler than us, man.
Because they're just like, yeah, like, you know, and...
They'll figure it out. They have the attitude of we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Like
who's the least cool country? Come on, this is mean, but we know.
Mean, I know. I see.
What's the least cool country?
I don't know.
Germany. You gotta just say.
See,
I haven't been
to Germany.
They're not cool. There's nobody's cool in Germany. I have like 1,000 fans in Germany that are like, das ist nicht gut, Santino. No. Germany, I mean, not, like, Germany as a country is beautiful, but the people are stiff, intense yeah. humans, dude. It's like the youthful generation in any country is going to be fun. And I like Germany, okay? Fucking relax, Germany.
There's like good parties in Germany.
There's good parties everywhere. It's just the culture is very stiff.
Like it's very serious.
It's not serious as much as it is like, it's just kind of like, there's no rhythm.
See, I haven't been, so I don't know.
No, but do you know what I mean? Can I tell you, there's no rhythm.
I've only really traveled to like countries that have coastal towns or like on the coast. So like
surf, everywhere. Yeah, you gotta surf.
Surf or like really pretty places. So it's like Italy's probably, I didn't surf in Italy, but
Italy's like, dope for surfing, I've heard.
I've
heard they have surfing.
They do have surfing. They have an Italian Olympic team.
Yeah. I've heard it's beautiful down there, right? South of Spain, south of France. They have
those are killer.
That's top shit.
Insane. But
what's
like,
the worst place to surf?
I mean, I would say for me, anywhere that's obscenely cold.
Cold surfing is shit.
Yeah. Like,
would you ever do one of those where they take you out on a fucking wave runner and they let you go on a rope? You know, where they put you
toe surfing.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
What? What's it called?
Like toe surfing.
Toe surfing, right. They tow you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. See, that blows my fucking mind. You're way out there. Doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Right? Because like when you...
I'm like a realist. Like I realize like, and unfortunately, like I've had friends pass away
not
surfing.
Cool. Not cool.
Not chill.
No. Not shaka dog. No. Not chill at all.
No, not chill.
Very sad.
Zero chill. But like, you know, like I am a realist of like, you know, you put your life out there if you want to do that and you take the risks. And
you feel that way when you go out there and do that? You're like, fuck it. If I die,
I die. When I've done big wave stuff, yes. But I'm very, me, myself personally, very calculated and I know the limits.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You don't push it.
Like, if I have pushed it, it's because I have, like, a safety person. I do it in a calculated way where I've seen some people do get caught up and they just push. And it's like,
you're going to die, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, you...
What's the biggest wave you've ever hit?
I would say the biggest wave I've ever surfed was probably, like, 20, 25 feet.
Okay. And that, for... even if people know nothing about surfing...
Yeah.
That's... insane. For the average Joe Schmo, to put it in perspective, the average like little baby wave you might catch if you came to like
one,
California, a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe two feet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
People have no idea. When they say that, they're like, I think scope is so hard with things like that.
It is, because also like...
Like a 10-foot wave is a fucking huge wave.
When I'm saying 20-foot wave too, that could be like a 20-foot back of the wave, like sir,
whatever,
and
fucking huge to me.
It's yes,
two basketball hoops. That's what I saw in my brain.
I like when people ask me size of waves, like I like to point out like the size of the roof,
right,
the size of like the door, the size of like the two-story building, because it's hard to tell. Even like when I see 20 feet,
scale is hard. The water's hard, you can't really tell, right? No. It's the same kind of thing, like when I go snowboarding, when you see videos of certain guys ripping ridiculously, like the vertical line is so insane, and on video you're like whatever. And then you see the vertical measurement and you're like, oh shit,
when you're there's
they wrote a fucking wall down, straight fucking down. I mean, it's creepy to me that people have the, you have the mental stability to do that thing. It's just nuts. That's nuts. I would panic and drown and die.
Yeah,
I would drown and die.
I mean, a lot of it's mental though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I drown and die. I'd die. I would get tumbled by the wave. My wiener would get stuck in my butt. My board would crack me in the fucking head. I would die.
You'd have a panic attack.
Mm-hmm. I'd have a panic attack. I'd be wiener butt, head crack, board guy, panic attack, dead guy. And that's how they'd pull me out, with my penis in my butt, a surfboard through my fucking head. But that's how I want to go out.
I mean, they're Italy.
They're Italy. It's either like that or in Italy.
I think I'm going to choose Italy. Go out big.
Mm-hmm.
Go out like...
Fucking lose your mind, dude. Yeah, yeah. But I don't want to go out in a way that I'm like, I say go big, like I get it, go big, but also like,
don't go that big.
Don't go too big. Yeah. Don't be a fucking.
That's where I'm at now. Like I did a lot of big wave stuff and I've like done things that I'm like, I'm safe. My knees are intact. My arm, my shoulders are good. Like,
right.
Do I need to go a little more to bigger? I'm like, I'm happy with what I've done.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking, you don't want to like.
Because I, you know, like again, like when you've had friends get really seriously injured or hurt or pass away, makes you start to think, okay, this is real.
Is a beach burial a thing? Do you guys do like a beach ceremony when somebody dies surfing?
Yeah, or like, you know, even if they don't die in the water, but like, yeah, you paddle out and you do the circle.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really beautiful thing.
And everybody, and it's kind of like a, it's kind of like a communal saying goodnight type of thing. And do you do anything in the water for them?
Some people like pour their ashes or they throw the leis or flowers or something.
That's very Hawaiian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I don't want people to, when I die, just burn my ashes and spread me on fucking Wilshire. You know what I mean? Just put me on a main thoroughfare in LA. Just throw me on Sunset. No, I don't want to be like, just don't make a big deal. That's what I was saying.
That's my thing. Don't I'm make like, a big stink.
Not out
I
of me.
I want to party.
Yeah, rage. Yeah, have some fucking fun.
Yeah.
That's what the Irish do. That's what my people do.
Yeah.
We party. We throw huge, huge parties. And you're supposed to go to a bar afterwards. You're supposed to go to a pub.
See, I like that though.
Yeah, because why not? Like, drink it away.
You want people to remember you for like the good thing. You don't want a crying thing.
Well, see, I've talked about this. I love that in the Jewish religion, Jews don't look at the bodies after they're gone, right?
Yes.
Well, Catholics, the way I was raised, you fucking do. We do like open caskets if they're viewable.
I've never been. Oh my God.
It's crazy shit. It makes no sense.
I've never seen a dead body.
You've never seen a dead body?
And I don't want to.
You want to see one? I have one under the house right now. We killed a guy like last week. No, I think it's so fucked up. Like, why seeing a dead body is such a strange...
You want to remember the person. Yeah.
Dope. Yeah. I love that. All my Jewish friends are like, wow, that's great. And when they told me about that, I was like, oh shit, man.
Yeah, you don't.
That's
do
the
that.
Smartest thing in the world. Why would I look at a body after it's gone? I want to just remember them in the good shit. I don't want to be like, look at this dead guy. Look.
Yeah.
You want to see the guy that you love so much?
You want to say goodbye?
I could say goodbye in my head.
Yeah. You don't goodbye. Want to be like, hey, I'm talking to you.
You're dead. Hey, bye. Yeah. No, fuck that. I don't want to do that. So when I die, just if they cremate you, you want to be cremated? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you want them sprinkled?
In the ocean.
Sprinkle on the ocean.
Yeah.
I think
not like on a cake.
No.
Sprinkle like I was like.
Do mine on a sprinkle half of my ashes outside of a Taco Bell on Beverly. And
you know what's crazy in LA? There's not a lot of drive-thrus.
We don't do that shit. Well, that's not true. Depends on what part of LA you're in, right? Beverly Hills, it's illegal to have fast food restaurants. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
In the city of Beverly Hills, you can't have a drive-thru.
When I say LA, I'm being like West Side LA.
Okay, West LA. No, there's not a lot of drive-thrus. We don't have a ton of... We have, I say, relative to other major metros.
By the way, LA, this is one thing. It is so big.
Yeah, we're huge.
It's like...
We're five New Yorks.
It's
five
like,
or six New Yorks. Yeah.
I like every time I come to LA is like, it's like every neighborhood is its own city.
Yeah. It's endless.
It takes an hour and a half from point to point. Like it's you endless. Downtown Santa Monica. It's like LA is like such a crazy
it's
thing.
It's gross. It's annoying. Yeah. We're a state. It's a state.
Yeah.
LA should be a state.
When I'm usually in LA, I'm like more on the West Side. Like
I know you're a West Side person.
Yeah. I'm like Santa Monica, Malibu, like Beverly Hill, like that zone. But I've like been out and I'm like, oh, I want to get like a fast food. There's like nothing.
What's your fast food? What's your go-to?
Oh, I love Del Taco.
You do? You love Del Taco, huh? Of all the good Mexican food here, you love Del Taco.
Well, no, not of all the good food, but like late night El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
I like Taco Bell too. Like
I just don't. Well, no, I'm just saying if I'm going to do late night food, I do like McDonald's or something. Because
yeah, McDonald's,
for Mexican food... I'll late night a truck. Like the late night trucks, I'll do late night food
Oh,
trucks.
I love street food.
Go.
I like...
Hey, right down here on the gas station, I'll show you where to go. This motherfucker makes bomb-ass tacos. I just think like if I'm going to get late night food because Mexican is so convenient for me...
The Mexican food in LA is...
That's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. So I won't do fast food Mexican because we live here. I'll do fast food McDonald's. And my McDonald's order is always the same. I'm getting myself a Big Mac because I fucks with the Big Mac after all these years. Large ass fry, Coke because it's the perfect amount of sugar and fizz. And I'm going to get myself some nuggets. Don't hate. They're the best.
Nuggets are great.
I fuck with the nuggets.
You know what I think the best thing at McDonald's is though?
What?
Coffee.
Really?
Iced coffee.
I don't fuck with their coffee. I never had it. I never had it.
That's like...
I've never had McDonald's.
You the Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, but when I get the Egg McMuffin, I get an OJ. I always get an OJ, but then I get a coffee either at my house.
Sugar-free, like vanilla, sugar-free. Shout out McDonald's. Like,
shout out McDonald's.
Where's our
free shit?
Where's our gift cards?
Give us some shit, McDonald's.
Yeah, but like
Yeah, but you like the iced coffee?
Iced coffee's phenomenal.
All right, I'm going to go get one. Tomorrow I'm going to go get one, and if it's bad, I'm going to blame it on you.
Okay.
Good? I'm calling you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, this is garbage. If it's bad, I'm fucking hollering at you. You don't care either way.
No, I don't care, but I also know it's good.
So. What's your breakfast order? Sausage Egg McMuffin?
I like the Egg McMuffin, yeah.
With sausage or no?
Yeah, I like the sausage.
Yeah, I fuck with the sausage. Yeah. I fuck for sure.
I do the whole shebang. I'm like...
The McGriddle is legit. I'm not going to lie. I've had it once or twice and...
So there's a time the where syrup. I like avoided McDonald's for a while. Like I was like, okay, I'm just like not doing this.
Try to be a Puritan.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I like had it again, and once you have it again, it's like you're hooked.
It's over. It's crack. It's crack. It's fucking.
But you know what I love too?
Crack.
Huh? Starbucks.
Yeah, everybody likes Starbucks, dude. They're on every fucking corner. Like at some point when people are like, I don't drink that stuff. It's like, you don't? Because it's everywhere. It's the same way people are like, I don't have. We know when someone's like, I don't drink soda, and you're like, sure. I mean, you don't, but literally everybody else does.
I'll tell you. So
I don't give a fuck. I will have a Coke.
Yeah, Coke
suck
is
my
great.
Ass. I'm American. I'm drinking a fucking Coke. Everyone's quitting soda. All my friends are quitting booze. I'm having a Coke. I'm drinking some alcohol.
No fun.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I want McDonald's right now.
I want McDonald's right now. Let's go get fucking McDonald's.
Let's Postmates.
Let's Postmates McDonald's.
Shout out Postmates.
Postmates and McDonald's. Give us gift cards, you guys. What the fuck? What's your perfect? Tell me this. Give me your last and final meal. What's your last meal?
Ooh, this is a good one.
This is hard, right?
Not really.
No, you already know what it is.
I already know.
All right, give it to me. What's your last meal?
So, beside my two favorite...
You're going to die, by the way. This is like you're on death row. This is all you get.
Yes.
Okay, do it.
Asian noodles.
Okay, you want noodles.
I want noodles.
Do you know what kind of noodles? Are we talking...
Like pad thai.
Pad thai, yum.
Chicken, spicy.
Chicken, spicy, hot. Okay.
Yeah.
What about for dessert? You getting a dessert or no?
Nah, like,
fuck it. Give me the nudes.
Just nudes.
Give me them nudes. Okay, I feel it. My last meal would be, well, I'm going to go down the list. First of all, I'd have an appetizer. I'd have some ceviche.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I want some ceviche. Just to freshen my palate, you know what I mean? And give me an Arnold Palmer, but give me a John Daly, which is Arnold Palmer with vodka to start it off. Then for the main course, I want a bone-in ribeye.
Wow.
Medium rare.
Where's your steak restaurant though?
But this steak I want like premium steak.
Like you
know
want
what
a
mean?
Private
like,
chef?
Private chef, yeah. Because wow. I'm not gonna take this from like Morton's or the Palm or some shit. You know what I mean? Like I want cut from the fucking cow.
No Mastro's.
Nah, I wanna feel it. You know what I mean? I wanna know it came off the cow.
So you want like a celebrity
exclusive
chef.
Shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like
Gordon Ramsay.
Like APL or one of those motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like exclusive, like he's got the secret shit. Aged for 345 days, so it smells like a fart. You know what I mean? Perfect ass fucking medium rare to rare. Not black and blue. I'm not like that. And then I want a tub of garlic mashed potatoes, and I'll have a fucking old fashioned with that. And then for dessert, I'm going to have a piece of tiramisu the size of this fucking room and a massive, massive espresso. I want a big espresso, like a triple espresso. With the tiramisu.
I like that you do the espresso.
I love espresso with it. Because you're going to poop when you get home. And you're going to wake up a little bit. And you're ready to party. That's my favorite part about espresso after a meal. Clear me out. Wake me up. Let's go. Flush me out.
Like
and let's fucking rage.
Like I'm ready to do
I'm
this.
Ready to rock, dude. We used to do
it's
that.
True. I ate a big lunch today. And I was like so freaking tired. I was like.
Espresso, baby. Wake it up. Poop it out. Wake it up. We used to do that in college. When we pre-partied, we would do. I don't even remember the name of it, but we would do like there's like a drink combo of like it's like liquor and a little bit of coffee, and then you chew a coffee bean, and it was like you would get drunk, poop, and then leave the house and be like, let's rage, like, and you'd be able to party for hours.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, dude, I loved it.
I didn't even think that advanced into my final meal, but I just like noodles.
You love noodles. You're a noodle girl. That's fine. Yeah. You love what you love. I fucks with noodles too. I just want a big old fat steak to take me out. I appreciate you coming tonight. I know you got to catch a flight.
I mean,
I know you got to go. At some point, we got to get you on an aeroplane.
I do.
I want all my fans to go see the incomparable, unbelievably talented, Anastasia Ashley online. Go, we'll link all the stuff in the description. Check out her Instagram. You're always up to fucking fun shit. You're always traveling. You're doing promo shoots all the time. You're always doing something. I see you constantly moving around the country.
Yeah.
So people can just follow you on Instagram and see what the fuck you're up to. Fun. See what kind of badass waves you're surfing.
If I'm not surfing, I'm somewhere good.
You're doing somewhere. That's your catchphrase. If I'm not surfing,
I'm trying to have fun.
Yeah, you're trying to have fun. You're having fucking fun.
Yeah.
You're going to have a good flight.
I'll tell you. Endless summer.
Endless fucking summer.
Yeah.
Go check her out on the Gramola. I'll link all that shit. Go to AndrewSantino.com and look up all my fucking dates. I've got some dates. I know I'm still shooting, so I'm not on the road back until November. But I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Kiss, kiss. I want you to say one phrase when I get up and turn off the camera. Say one phrase to take us out. Think about it. One phrase. Hold on. Hold it. Okay, go ahead and say it now.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.